Okay, good evening, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Zayin. We left off on Daf Pei Vav and Beis about halfway down the page. On Pei Vav and Beis, maybe a little bit more than halfway down the page. Tan Rabbanan Averos Shehis Vada Aleh. And today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and is also sponsored by Jeffrey Geitholtz, Lezecher Nishmas, his father, on the yard side of Mr. Jack Geitholtz, Yehuda Chaim Ben Binyamin on Chav Zayin Tammuz. We thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship, Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And again, we're holding on Pei Vav and Beis, and what the Gemara is going to discuss today. First, we're going to talk about whether one has to repeat a vidui on a following Yom Kippur for an avera that he was already misvada on the previous Yom Kippurim. Then we're going to talk about when one says vidui, should one specify the avera, or do we say no, better to cover up your averos and not to identify one's averos? Then we're going to talk about the pitfalls of srara, if a person is in a position of authority, why that could backfire on a person. And we're going to discuss in general schar va'onesh in this world and a person's impact on future generations by the mitzvos and averos that he does in this world. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the idea of relying on either tshuva or Yom Kippurim prior to doing an avera, that I'll do an avera, like the Mishnah said, so because I know the Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, that I'll just do tshuva later on. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between doing tshuva for mitzvahs ben on, for averus ben on l'chavero, and tshuva for averus ben adam l'makom. And then the Gemara is going to have a number of stories about mechila, about the requirement of asking mechila, and four different stories, I think it is, about mechila. And then the daf continues, but we'll probably stop there to leave ourselves a little something to learn for tomorrow. So let's begin. We're holding on that Pei Vav and Beis. We are at Tanra Banan Averus Shehis Vada Alei, and right in the middle of a line, about 15 lines into the wide line. So Tan Rabbanan, Averus Shesvada Alein Yom Kippurim Zed, the Averus that you already said Vidoy on this Yom Kippur, Lo Yisvada Alein Yom Kippurim Acher. You do not repeat the Vidoy in the following Yom Kippur, but Vim Shana Behen, Tzorach Lisvada Yom Kippurim Acher. But if you repeat the Avera again during the course of that year, then of course you need Vidoy again the following year. But Vim Lo Shana Behen, Vachazu Yisvada Alein, Olav Kazomer, Kikala Shavalkeo, Ksil Shana Bi Ivalto. If a person did not repeat the Avera and he goes back and he says Vidoy on the Avera again, then it's like a dog that that goes back to its excrement or to its vomit and trying to eat it, which is disgusting, right? A person should not go back to the averos that we've already discarded the previous year and go back and relive those averos by doing vidui again on those averos. Rav Blazer ben Yaakov disagrees. He says, no, if you say vidui again in the following Yom Kippur, even if you didn't repeat the avera, kol shkein shum shubach, that's even more praiseworthy. Shneemar, keep sha'ay ani eda v'chatosi negdi tamid, then I'm always going to have my chet in mind. And that's considered a laudable thing for a person to do. So if a person repeated the avera that year, then of course he does vidui again. But if a person did not repeat the avera, then we have a machlokas, whether it's a terrible idea to do vidui again, or it's a great idea to do vidui again. It's something that is very meshubach. Min chaschinuch and mitzvah shin samachdal, it discusses that maybe the whole machlokas is dafka on averus that to tshuva and Yom Kippurim do not provide kapara gemura, like krisus and misus beizdin. And that's why it has to be l'negdo tamid. That's why the person might have to be thinking about the avera constantly. But if a person gets full kapara, like for chayav yasei or chayav yalos yasei, like we discussed yesterday, where tshuva and Yom Kippurim are going to give him full kapara, it could be that once he's nimcha legamri, then even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to say that it's not a good idea to go and do tshuva again. That's what Minchas Chinuch raises, that possibility. L'halacha, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tavri Zayin Siv Dalid paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that even if you don't repeat the avera, it's a good idea. It's meshubach to repeat the tshuva. The Chas Mishnah explains why would we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because we have a klal in halacha that Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kav v'naki. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't talk all that much, but when he does, he makes it count. He makes sure that everything he says is very very pure and very correct. However, the tour in Sim Tavri Zayin quotes a sheet of the Ritz Geyes that against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you should not say vidui again. Well, what happened to Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavinaki? Don't we always paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So the Bach explains that even though that's true that Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavinaki, over here He's not telling you have to do it. He just says he's a meshubach. So since he only says it's meshubach, that's not a very strong statement. A stronger statement would have been chayiv lizvado. So he doesn't say that. Whereas the other opinion was pretty clear that it's a very terrible thing to do. It's kekelev hashav al keyo. So it would be a terrible thing to do. And therefore, since the impact of the statement or the strength with which the statement was said is more is stronger on the other side of the machlokas, that's why says the Bach, the Ritzkeyas Paskins, the other way. But again, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch passing is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so if one repeats the Avera, certainly he should repeat the Vidui the following year. So says Gemara, Elamani Mekayim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what do I do with the pasuk of Kekelev Shaval Kiyo, about the dog that goes back to its excrement, to its own waste product? Kidravuna, Dam Ravuna, Kivin Shavar Adamer Avera, Veshanaba Hutralo. The Ravuna tells us if a person does an Avera and then repeats the Avera, it becomes mutter to him. Hutralo Salkadaitach, really? That's all you got to do? Do an Avera twice and then it becomes mutter. So if you're in the mood for a cheeseburger, just don't eat one, just order two, and then it's going to be mutter to you. So that's ridiculous. Ela'ema nasis lo keheter. No, it means that he starts to view it like it's a heter, because once he did it a few times, he already doesn't think of it as an avera anymore. And that's what the pasuk is saying. It's like a kelev shavlikio, that the key is not the vomit or the excrement is not disgusting to him anymore. So if the dog is trying to eat it, so too a person who does an avera, he's showing that he doesn't view the avera is disgusting anymore. He doesn't view it as something that's forbidden, and therefore he's going back to eat it. Svasema says that's why he uses the lashon of a ksil and not a lashon of a rasha, because he's a ksil in the fact that he's foolish enough to think that it's mutter to him. A rasha, someone who knows that it's asr and does it anyway. But a ksil is someone who's foolish. So he's foolish in that he believes that it's mutter to him. The Yerushalmi raises the question that the chachamim that disagree and say that he should not say vidui darshan. What are they going to darshan from the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov brought? That chatasi negdi samin. What do they do with that pasuk? So the Yerushalmi suggests that even though you don't have to say vidui on those averos that you already misvada on the previous year, but you do have to constantly be thinking of those averos and the mechila that you got for those averos or that you need for those averos. So even though you already said the vidui, so you don't have to actually say it, but one should always have in the back of his mind what past averos he did, so he could know what to avoid. He could know what his pitfalls are. You know where he's where his yetzer hara lies. That's part of a cheshbon hanefesh. So says the Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara Vayitrina, v'tzarich lifrot esachet, that the Braisa tells us that a person has to be mefarit the avera. You have to specify the avera. Shenemar, because the pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was misvadet HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael's violation of the chet ha'egel, which stam is an interesting thing as it is. When Cheschinuch discusses the mitzvah shin samach dalid, if one person could be misvadet for another guy's avera, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying vidui when Klal Yisrael did an avera. So what does it say? Moshe Rabbeinu's vidui is ona chata amazeh chata gedola v'yasulam elohei zahav. So Moshe Rabbeinu identified what they did, that they made elohei zahav. Div Rabbi Yud ben Bava, Rabbi Kiva omer ashri nesoy pasha ksoy chata. They know better to cover up an avera and not to be megala the avera. So you should not be mefarit the chet. Rabbi Akiva, there's a discussion in the Rishonim Achronim what exactly the machlokas is about. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Reish Zayin, and he writes this in Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Teshuva as well, explains that Rabbi Akiva says that you're not allowed to be mefaret the chet verbally, because Ashrei Nesui Pesha Ksui Chata'a. And when the Gemara said previously that according to Rav, on a chet meforsam, you're allowed to be megala, that's where we say mechasab shav lo yatzliach, that's only against Rabbi Akiva, because the chet ha'egel was a chet meforsam, and still he's saying that you're not supposed to be mefaret the chet, that Ashrei Nesui Pesha. However, the other achron, the Bach and the Magen Avraham explained that Rabbi Akiva says not to be mefarit the chet, and that which Rav said previously, not to be mefarsim the chet, are two totally different sugyas. Everything that we said previously about a chet meforsim, you should be being mefarsim with other people, is not talking about in a tefillah. It's not talking about how you talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's talking about being mefarsim, that you write some sort of article online about your experience with the avera and whatever, and how much you regret it, and you talk about the avera itself. It's being mefarsim to other people. When Rabbi Akiva says not to be mefarsim, it's talking about in tefillah, it's talking about lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that how one should speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So maybe the two sugyas may not have anything to do with each other. So anyway, so says Gemara, Ella, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a person should not be mefarit the chet, Ma'u Shomer Moshe V'yasulam Elohei Zahav. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he mefarit the chet? What did he mean when he said that they made Elohei Zahav? So Kid Rabbi Yanai, Dam Rabbi Yanai, Amar Moshe V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kesef, of Zav Sheher Beisalem Yisrael Acham Rudai Garam Lem Shiasu Elohe Zav. You know why they did this? It's because you gave them too much. Ribbono Shel, you gave them all this Kesef and Zav, so that's why they made Elohe Zav. Shnei Parnasim Tovim Amdu Lem Yisrael. There were two great leaders of the Jewish people that acted in conflicting ways with regard to this particular practice of wanting their Avera to be known or not wanting their Avera to be known. This is Rashi in last week's parasha. Moshe v'David, it was Moshe and David. Moshe Amar Yikasiv Surchani. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let my Avera be known. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe and Aaron after the Chet of the Meimriva, Yan lo emantim bi lakdi sheni, le'ini b'nei Yisrael l'chein lo saviyos ha'kol hazeh la'aretz. You're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael because lo emantim bi lakdi sheni. So rather, you're going to die in the Midbar. So we see whenever Moshe Rabbeinu's death is recorded, it always is mefarsim the reason that he died, the reason for his death, because of the chet. But David Amar, David said in Tehillim, Al Yikasev Surchani, I'd rather you not write about my aver with Basheva. Shneamar, Ashri Nesoy Pesha Ksoy Chata'a. That's why David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim that he'd much rather that people should cover up the averos and not write down what the averos are. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin, and Parachelek tells us that David HaMelech made this request, but it was not listened to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't be mochik the psukim. My yud shenetalti misarai, just like the one yud that I took out of Sarai's name, is Omid Vitzavach, who was standing and crying to me for all these years that it wants to be utilized in a different context till it found a place in Hoshea's name, which became Yehoshua. It was crying for all those years. What am I going to erase an entire pasuk? No way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I can't listen to all that crying. You know, all those letters from the pasuk are going to be crying to me all those years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not listen to David HaMelech's request. But when it comes to the Mei Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu's Avera, so that is Meforsim in the Pasuk. It's interesting. It's Meforsim that was the Avera that didn't allow him to go into Eretz Yisrael. What's not Meforsim is exactly what was the Avera. What exactly was the Avera of the Mei Meriva? So there are like 15 different Shitas, but Rabbeinu Bechai quotes three of them. He quotes Shitas Rashi that the Chet of Moshe and Aaron was that hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Rambam Shitan Shmona Prakim is that his Chet was saying Shimunah Hamorim, speaking in such harsh terms to Klal Yisrael, and Rabbeinu Hananel's shita was that he said Notzi lechamayim, as if Moshe and Aaron were saying, we will be the ones to bring you out water, and not Yotzi, that they were told the Gedula Ba'atzman rather than being told the Gedula in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the one that has the koach to bring the water. So Mashal, the Mashal of Dov Ma'ad Over Dome, why isn't that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted everyone to know his Avera, and David HaMelech didn't want anybody to know his Avera? So to Mashal, the Shtei Nashim Shalaka Bebezin, you have two women who both get Malkus and Bezin for doing different averos. Achas Kilkala, one of them was Mizane, the Achas Achal Pagi Shvius, and the other one ate figs that were not fully ripened from a Shemitah tree, from a tree during Shemitah year. So one of them is a much more serious avera than the other one. So Amr Lehen, also Shachal Pagi Shvius, the one who ate slightly unripened Shemitah figs, she said, Bebakashamikem, Hodiu al Mahiloke, let everyone know why I'm being punished. Shalo Yomru al Mashazolo, Gazolok, because everyone else can know the other woman was a zona. I don't want them to think that I'm a zona too. They should realize that my avera is not nearly on that level. Heviu pagi shvius v'tol b'tzavaris, and they took pagi shvius and they hung it around her neck. Vayu machrizin l'fnev omrin aliske shvius hiloka, and they did her the nice favor of announcing to everybody that it was only because of this avera of shmita that she was punished. That people should not think that she was punished for being a zona. So the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because of the Mei Meriva. David HaMelech was mizana with a woman, so David HaMelech didn't want anyone to know about it. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted everybody to know that he wasn't punished for the same thing that David HaMelech was punished for. Now, what exactly is the Yisr of eating Pagei Shvius? So the halacha is when you have Shemitah produce coming up on the Shemitah year, we should chazer over some of the halachas of Shemitah. When you have Shemitah produce, the halacha is you're not to be mafsid the Shemitah produce. You have to use it in the best possible way. V'ha'isa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem li'achla. And the Gemara darshins and Pesachim daf nun beis li'achla v'lo lahafsid. So the idea is since the iser is if you pull off the fruit from the tree prematurely when it's not yet ripened, so you're ruining that fruit. That fruit is not going to be able to fully develop and be used in its proper way. So the Chazon Ish points out in Shavuos that that the Yisr is not really eating it. The Yisr is pulling it off of the tree. But in order to eat it, the person obviously pulled it off of the tree. So that's why we're describing that she was achla pagei shvius. Now, why is it that we compare Moshe Rabbeinu's Avera to achla pagei shvius? Like, of all the Averos that you could come up with that you're going to compare Mei Meriva to, why is that the Avera that we chose? So the Tosfos Yom Kippurim points out that that really the great leaders of Klal Yisrael, whether it be Yaakov, Yoshua, Shmuel, David, all of them gave Musar to Klal Yisrael, but only before they died. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says Shimuna Hamorim, he was giving them Musar prematurely. He was not ready to die, and he was still giving it to them over that. People are not ready to listen to it yet. So it was a premature behavior. So that's what it's similar to Achla Pagei Shvius, that yeah, you could have the Pagei Shvius, you could have these fruits, you just have to wait a little bit longer, and you're doing it prematurely. So Mefarsimin Es HaChanafin, we let people know when there's a Rasha who tries to act like a tzaddik and make people believe that he's a tzaddik, because otherwise it could be a great Chilul Hashem. He's going to start doing things and everyone's going to think he's a tzaddik, and they're going to learn from his ma'asim, or they're going to think that tzaddikim act in such a way, it could be a very big Chilul Hashem. Shnemar, v'shuv tzaddik mitzidko v'asa avel, v'nasati michshol lefanav. If the tzaddik reverts from the mitzvahs that he does, and instead he does avel, he does bad things secretly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to provide him with a chet that he could be nichshalin, so that everyone should realize he's not a tzaddik. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be mefarsin that he's not a tzaddik, we should follow suit and also be mefarsin that the guy's not a tzaddik. Tshuvas ha-muchlotin ma'akeves ha-peranus ve'alf pishnechtam lav gzardin shal peranus. If a person is a rasha gomer and he does tshuva, it could stay the punishment. It could give a delay on the peranus that he's going to suffer, even though there's already a gzardin that was chasm, that was sealed on the peranus. The sugi in Rosh Hashanah, daf tezayin and yud zayin, there's a machlokas where the tshuva and tefillah helped be korea gzardin after the chasimas hadin, or only before the chasimas hadin. So Tos Sharma, Tos Rosh raised the question that over here it's mevor that the tshuva works even after chasimas hagzardin, because it says that it helps delay the punishment. So they suggest that over here the Gemara does not mean to say that tshuva is korea the gzardin; it just delays the gzardin. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah is saying that once there's a chasimas hadin, according to one shita, you cannot the gzardin doesn't go away, but to be delayed, it doesn't say that couldn't happen. Or it could be that our Gemara is just going like the shita over there, the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, that also the tshuva and tefillah does help liachar hagzardin. So that's where the Rishonim deal with this. Shalvus Rishonim Sofa Takala. When Russia is enjoying too much relaxation, too much downtime, so that's going to be bad news, because he doesn't have time to think about all the more averus that he wants to do and all the terrible things that he's going to be plotting. V'harashus mekaveres is ba'aleha. When a person is in a position of srara, it's a tremendous pitfall. The person could die young, could die prematurely because he's in such a position. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with people who are in leadership positions more so than other people. Also, we have a concept that ein malchus nogas b'chavirta afilu k'mlonima, that when it comes time for the next person to take over, the other guy's got to get out of the way. So it's mekaveres es ba'aleha, because if someone else is ready, who was groomed for that position of leadership, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready for that person to take over, so even if you did tshuva and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, it can't lengthen your life. Normally, those things could lengthen your life. But if a person is in such a position, he's going to have to get out of the way from the next guy. So that's why it's mekaveres ba'aleha. Arum nichlas lav arum yatzim men. A person goes into it totally empty, totally unclothed, and he leaves positions of srara with nothing. Well, levayishate yitzir kabir. He should be so lucky that he should leave with everything he came in with. Rav kavanafik made in dina. Rav used to have this practice when he would go be dan a din. Amar, he was amar hachi b'tzvu nafshe l'ktol nafik. On my own volition, I'm going out to get myself killed, because if I make a mistake, I'm going to be punished badly. U'tzvu beisei lesu avin. And I didn't even do the tzarchei abayis. I didn't take care of the members of my household. Vareik on the beisei azul. And I'm going to go back to my house empty-handed, because you're not going to benefit at all. If only I should go back to my house without chet, the same way I left my house to the Beis Din. Rabbi Kav Nafik made in Dina Mar Hachi. Rabbi used to say the same thing when he would go to be Dan in Torah. Between Nafshe and Ketal Nafik, between Beisei Lesu Avid, Vereka Le Beisei Azul Vayish Tebia Ki Yitzia. The same thing, that I'm willfully putting myself in a position where I could be punished pretty severely. V'chavachazi Ambuha, when Rav would see Ambuha Abasrei, he would see see a group of people following after him, meaning like an entourage, people showing him kavod. So if he saw as he was walking, everyone's walking behind him, everyone's taking selfies with him, you know, like he sees that that they're showing him kavod, that he's getting this kavod. So he was afraid that he was going to feel a sense of pride and a sense of gaiva. So Amar, he would say about himself, the pasuk in Iyov, im yalla l'shamayim si'o v'rosha lo'av yagia kiglola l'netzach yovad ro'av yomru ayo, that even if his cover is enhanced to the heavens, in the end he's going to be lost forever, and people that see his hatzlacha are going to say, hey, where did that guy go? Because he's just going to be, if a person allows the cover that people give him to go to his head, ultimately he's going to fall away. The cover is not going to be there anymore, and everyone's going to remember, and no one's even going to remember that he ever existed. People are going to be like, oh, remember that guy? Yeah, that person once existed. But it's not going to be something that he's not going to be able to maintain that position. Rav Zutra Kevin Mekasvi, when they would carry Rav Zutra to the Beis Medrash, they would hold him on their shoulders, b'Shabbat Derigla, on the Shabbos where they would darshan the halachos of Regel. The Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim tells us the Shol and darshan Hilchos Chag Shloshim Yom Kodem Echad, they were supposed to darshan, and the Gemara at the end of Megillah tells us that we're Shol and darshan in all the Yom Tovim b'Chag. So some understand that means in advance of the Chag as well. So they would have a time where they would learn about the halachos of that Yom Tov. So then when they would carry him to the Beis Medrash to teach those halachos, have a Amr, he would say, Ki li'olam chosen v'imnezer l'dor v'dor, that even if you have a crown of malucha that passes down from one generation to another, a person's body doesn't have the ability to be miskayim li'olam, to last forever. So whatever I have right now, whatever covered I'm getting right now, is very fleeting. Se'es p'nei rasha lo tov. So what does this mean? Says the Gemara, lo tov lehem l'rashayim shenosin lehem panim. It's not good for the Rishayim not to get punished in this world, because through that they're going to end up suffering all their punishment in the next world. It was not good for Achav to be given respect in this world, because the pasuk says after Achav did tshuva, when he heard from Eliyahu HaNavi that he's going to be punished for his aveiros, so he did tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eliyahu, Ya'an ki nichle mipanai lo avi ara b'yamav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was no say lo panim in olam hazeh. He didn't bring the ra'ah during his daytime, during his lifetime. Rather, it came during the time of his children. And that was a bad thing for Achav, because due to that, since he didn't suffer for his averos, he went back to doing rishus, and he lost all of his olam haba as well because of that. So Achav is eilo chelik olam haba. He's one of the people in Parachelik. He was a very terrible person. Achav was one of the Malchei Yisrael. He was a Melech Rasha. He put avodah zarah all over the country. And the Sefer Melachim Aleph, it tells us that Achav very much wanted the Kerem, the vineyard of Nevos HaYisraeli. And since Nevos HaYisraeli refused to sell him his vineyard, so his wife, Achav's terrible wife, Izevel, arranged for it that Nevos would get killed and that Achav would be able to take over the vineyard. So Eliyahu HaNavi came to him when he went to the Kerem, and he said to him, Ko Amar Hashem, Ritzachta V'gam Yerashta, you killed the guy and now you take his Yerusha. So instead of the dogs licking the blood of Nevos, they're going to suck up, they're going to lick up your blood is going to be spilled. And he told him that you're going to have these terrible things happen to you, and Achav heard that and he took it to heart and he did tshuva. But because when he did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of responded positively to that and made him not suffer in this world, and instead made his children suffer from his averos instead of him suffer from his averos. So he got arrogant about it and he went right back to doing averos. This is all Gemara's at the beginning of Parachel. So the Gemara darshins the hemshach of the pasuk lahatus tzaddik b'mishpat tov lam tzaddikim sheinosin lampanim ba'olam hazeh, that it's good for tzaddikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show them too much favor in this world, that they get all of their punishment for whatever averus they did in this world, so that they'll have a clear path to olam haba. Tov lo l'moshe shelo nosu ba'olam hazeh, it was good for Moshe Rabbeinu that he was punished, and that was for his benefit, because if he wasn't punished in olam hazeh, it would cost him some zuchuyos in olam haba. And Shenemar, because the pasuk says when it comes after Moshe and Aaron did the main meriva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, "Yano amanta bilakti sheni," and that's why you're not going to bring this nation into Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ilu ha'amanta bi, but it sounds like had they not violated the sin of the main meriva, adayin lo higia zmanchem lipat min olam, it wasn't really their time to die yet. They only died prematurely because of this avera, which means they were punished in this world for the avera that they did. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Nun Hayam Beis brings machlokas tanaim if Moshe and Aaron died b'cheta, Chacham, or they died because everyone eventually dies. And the Gemara over here clearly assumes, like the Shita, that they died as a result of their Avera, that they died prematurely because of the main Meriva. So Tosfos Yom raises a question, though. There is a pretty famous Gemara that appears in a couple of Mesechtos and Shas in Rosh Hashanah Yer Aleph and Kiddush Lamed Ches about Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael Ben Mea Ve'Eshem Shana Anochi Hayom. So the Gemara darshins that Hayom Milu Yamai, that Yama Vishnosav, that was the day that he filled all the days and years of his life. And the Gemara says Lamed Chosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Malish Nosem Shal Tzadikim Miyom Liyom Mechodesh Lechodesh Shemar Esmisbar Yamecha Amalei, that Hashem fills the years and days of Tzadikim from day to day, from month to month. So it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu lived a full life, and that's why we say because that's what he lived till. He lived 120 years, and that's a full, complete life. So how can we say over here that he died prematurely? So it could just be that what it means, says it tells Yom Kippurim, is that he's going to die on his birthday. That's all it means. That's that he lives full years, but it could be the original number of years he was supposed to live was more than that, and that's why Hashem pulled back because of the main Meriva. Tzaddikim are so praiseworthy that not only are they zoche through their own merits, but their children throughout all the generations are going to benefit from their merits. That how many children did Aaron have? All of the children of Aaron really deserve to be burnt like Nadav Aviyu. Because the pasuk says that after Nadav and Aviyu died, Hanosarim. What does it mean, his leftover children? Meaning, Ela Shamadahem Zchusaviyam. It sounds like they were only spared, they were only left over because of the Zchus of Aaron HaKohen. So it sounds like they only didn't die as a result of Aaron HaKohen's Zchus. So you see that the Zchus goes for future generations. Rishoyim have the flip side of that, that not only do they cause themselves tzaros, they cause tzaros for all generations, future generations of their family. That there were many children, many offspring that Canaan, the son of Ham, had that were roi to get smicha, like Tavi Abdo Shalom Gamliel, who was an Eved Kosher, the Gemara says in Brachas Tazayin, and he was a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chav, that he would sleep under the bed in the Sukkah because he knew that an Eved is Potter min HaSukkah, so he was a Talmud Chacham. So El Shechoves Aviyem Garmelan, but because they emerge from Canaan, so that's why these people can't, they're stuck being Avadim. They're suffering the consequences of who their El Tezeda was. Kala Mezakeh Es HaRabim, when a person is Mezakeh the Rabim, he teaches Torah to the Rabim, or he promotes mitzvos for the Rabim, Ein Chet Ba'al Yadav. So there's not going to be any Avera that's going to come about as a result of, he's not going to have a chet, an opportunity for chet min hashamayim. I mean, obviously, a person still has bechir chavshis. A person can still do Averas, a person can do mitzvahs, whatever. You know, you always have bechir chavshis to do what you want. The question is, how much of a nisayon is Hashem going to give the person? So if a person is mezakeh es harabim, it's a skula to save him from the nisyonos of having chatayim. So a person teaches a lot of Torah, promotes a lot of observance of mitzvahs, he's not going to have a chet ba'al yadav. The Chida explains that everything it says in the Gemara here, Mezakeh es HaRabim, is not going to be nichshol. It means that it's not going to happen b'shogeg. But obviously, he doesn't lose his bechira chafshis. That's not a possibility. The Rishonim are bothered by the kasha. What about Acher? Acher taught a Meir Torah. Nevertheless, he was yotzei l'tarbus ra'ah. So again, the answer is very simple. The person still has bechira chafshis. Problem is, in that case, he was given an opportunity to do the aver. I mean, when you look at the story in the Maseches Chagiga about Acher, he saw stuff. He saw things that caused him to question things. So those were circumstances that Hashem sort of put in his way. So that's why the Rishonim struggle with how that could have happened to Acher if he was the one who taught Torah to the Holy Rebbe Meir. So anyway, but Kolamachli Asarabim Kim'at Ein Maspikim B'Yadol Asos Tshuva. And someone who's Machli Asarabim, it's as if, it's almost like he can't do Tshuva. Of course he has Bechir Chavshis and he can't do Tshuva, but it's not going to be easy for him to do Tshuva. Why is that? So Kol HaMizakas Rav Min Chet Ba'al Yadu Mai Taima, why is it that a Chet is not going to be Ba'al Yadu Kadei Shelo Yehu Begehenem V'Talmid Began Eiden? Because he's going to have this positive impact on all these people. All of his Talmidim, all the people he impacted are going to be in Gan Eden, and the Rebbe Rebbe is going to be in Gehenna. So that's not nice. That's not, that doesn't look good. Shenemar kilos as of nafshi l'shol lo sitin chasid choliros shachas. That Kodesh Baruch Hu prevents him from stumbling in chet, so that he, you know, he could be together with all of his talmidim. Because machti es rabbim, we can be able to lasso tshuva, and someone who's machti the rabbim is not going to be able to do tshuva. Shloye who began eden v'talmidim began him. So you shouldn't have the reverse, that everyone he impacted throughout his life, they're all going to be sitting in Gehenna, and he's going to be enjoying living it up in Gan Eden. Shemar Adam Ashuk Bidam Nefesh Ad Bor Yonus Al Yismuchu Bo. That someone who has certain averos because he was machshel other people, so till the day of his death, he's going to chase after kapara. It's not going to help. He's not going to be able to do tshuva. He's not going to be able to have kapara. He's going to fall into Gehenna. Then the Mishnah said, Homer Echtavashav Echtavashav. If a person said, I'm going to do an aver and then I'll do tshuva. I'm going to do an aver and then I'll do tshuva. Say, Ein Maspikim Yadalasos Tshuva. The Mishnah said, well, he doesn't have an opportunity to do tshuva. Lamili the Mimer Echtavashav Echtavashav Trezimni. Why does he have to say twice that Echtavashav? So Kedrafuna Marav, this is what we said earlier from Rafuna Marav. Dabar Rafuna Marav, Kibin Shabaradam Aver Vishanaba, Hutrilo. That once a person doesn't have aver twice, it becomes mutter to him. Hutrilo Sal Gadaitach. Really? Mutter? No, Alan Nasis look at there. It becomes like it's mutter to him. Echtav Yom HaKippur Mechaper and Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Similarly, the Mishnah said, if a person doesn't have error thinking or saying, no problem, because Yom Kippur is coming around the corner, so I'll just be get a kapara with Yom Kippur. So then Yom HaKippurim is not Mechaper for such a person. I'm always reminded as Chata'ayani Masker Yom. I was once listening to sports radio, a week before Yom Kippur. I was driving in the car, and a guy called in to Steve Summers, Jewish radio host, and he said, I don't know what to do. The Yankees are playing on Yom Kippur. What should I do? Should I observe the holiest day or should I not? So the radio host said, no problem. Watch the game and then you can gain instant atonement. So that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. You're not allowed to do that. A person is not allowed to say that I'm going to do an Aveira and then Yom Kippur will be Mechaper. Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper for such a person. Hopefully the fellow made the right decision. So Lema Masnisin Deloka Rabbi. Maybe we should say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi. Titania Rabbi Omer Al-Kolver Shebetorah Bein Asachuva Bein all averus in the Torah, whether a person did tshuva or doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So you see, Rebbe holds that it will work. No, I feel the same Rebbe, agav shiny. There's a big difference between just having Yom Kippur mechaper for your averus and planning in advance to do an averus so that Yom Kippur will be mechaper. No, that's not going to work. Averus shmeron l'makom. Then we said that averus shmeron l'makom Yom Kippur could be mechaper for. But beno l'chaveru, you need to actually get mechila from the other person. So Rami le Rabbi Yosef bar Chava le Rabbi Avahu, we asked the stira. Averus shmeron l'chaveru and Yom Kippur mechaper. That is it true that averus shmeron l'chaveru Yom Kippur alone will not work, and you need to be meratzes as chaveru. You need to ask mechila. But doesn't the pasuk say in Sefer Shmuel when Eli HaKohen was giving mussar to his children because his children were up to some pretty bad things? So right there, that's what the psukim tell us, that the bnei Eli were bnei Belial. They were lo yadu es Hashem. Some pretty not nice things about the bnei Eli. So he says im yechta ish li ish ufil lo elokim. So what the pasuk means that a person doesn't have error to another person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel the tshuva and the tefillah is mechaper for him. So it sounds like it does work, even if you don't go to the other fellow and get direct mechila from him. Hashem is going to take care of it. So it says, no, man elokim, we're reading that wrong. It's not elokim, it's Elohim, it's Dayana. We're talking about Dayanim. That a fil elohim doesn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that the dayan is going to judge him. If that's what it means, so ema seifa, then the end of the pasuk goes and says, vim la shem yechta ish mi yispalalo. So according to what we're saying, that fil elohim means mishpat, so the hemshech of the pasuk, you also have to explain in a similar way, that the pasuk means to say, who's going to judge the chote for the Ribono Shel Olam? But that's troubling, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plenty of ways to make sure that the chote gets judged. What do you mean, who's going to judge the chote for the Ribono Shel Olam? He's got a whole Beis Din Shalmaila at his disposal. So hachi kamer, now this is what it means to say, im yechte ish le'ish, ufililo, if a person sins to another person, and then ufililo, he's mefayes, he's meratze, so elokim yimchalo, then Hashem will give him mechila, because he got mechila ready from his friend. But vim Hashem yachte ish mi yispalel ba'ado, but who could be mefayes HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his behalf if he doesn't do tshuva from his averus when he did an avera ben al makom, tshuva meisim tovim, it's only tshuva meisim tovim that's going to help him. So the pasuk is making that exact point, that if you'd sin ben adam lechavero, so then you got to be meratze as chavero. Torah, but if you sin bin adam l'makom, then it's true v'maisim tov, and it's going to help. Amrav Yitzchak kalamaknes chaver alfil bedvarim sarach lefaisel. Anyone who even just verbally assaults another person has to be mefaisim. Shnemar b'niyim erafta l'reichot tekato l'zor kapecha nukashta b'imrei ficha aseizel seifo b'divi hinotzel. So even though it's only with words, you still need to be saved from it. Kivas b'kafrei echol leich hisrapes urahavrei echa. So we darshin in momun yesh biyadecha. If you have his money in your hand, hater lo pisas yad. So open up your hand to return his money. Vim laven. If it's not a matter of money, but rather you just verbally assaulted him, har b'olav rei. Then you have to make sure to try to get people to try to convince him to give you mechila. Try to network so that other people will prevail upon him to be mochel you. The best way to be mefais a person is three separate times with three groups of people, three people each time. That's what it sounds like. Three times together with other people. There is a machlokes that poskim if on the first time you already need three people. From the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds that you do. That right away you start with three people. However, the Rambam in the second paragraph of Shuvah sounds like that the first time you go on your own and you ask for mechila. If he doesn't give you mechila, then you start bringing in other people, because maybe you'll be more embarrassed in front of other people not to grant mechila in front of other people. So you have to mefayis him three times. So Yashar means like you make a shura of people. If someone wants to get mechila from another person, don't ask for mechila more than three times. Because the pasuk says when the brothers of Yosef asked for mechila from Mechiras Yosef, they said ona sana pesha achecha v'chatasim kirag malucha. So from the fact that it says no shall three times, and no is the lashon vakasha, so you see that you're only mevakesh three times. That's the maximum that one is supposed to ask for mechila. It sounds like it's an isser to be mevakesh more than three times. The imes, and if the person dies before you have an opportunity to get mechila from him, so the halach is maybe asar ben adam amidan al kivav v'amar chatasi lashon v'kayish al plon shechavalti bo. You bring a minion of people and you go to the kever and you say this at the kever. Someone once told me that he was at the cemetery once for kivrei avos before Rosh Hashanah, and a man was there and he said, "Oh, can you help me make a minyan?" And he helped people make a, and then they went over to the kever of this man's ex-wife, who was buried in the cemetery, and he went through this whole thing, asking mechila for all the terrible things that he did to his ex-wife. The fellow told me he was a little uncomfortable because the man was being mefarit very, very specifically what he had done to her, so it got a little uncomfortable. But I don't know if you have to do that. You just say, but you say that you did something wrong to this person. So now we conclude with a few stories. Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba Le-Milsa Rabbi Abba Ba'adei. Rabbi Yirmiyah had an issue that he did something not nice to Rabbi Abba. So Azaleis of Adoshin to Rabbi Abba. So he sat by the doorstep of Rabbi Abba. Hadin Shadi Amasek Maya, when the maidservant of Rabbi Abba was throwing out some water and just spilling out dirty water, Mata Zaziti Demaya Aresha. Some of the drops of water hit Rabbi Yirmiyah in the head. So Amar Asu'uni Ka'ashba. He said, "I've become like the Ashba, like the garbage dump." So Kara Nafshe said about himself, "May Ashbos Yarem Evyam." Because of that indignity that I suffered, now I'll be lifted up. So Shamar Rabbi Abba, Nafik La'apev. Rabbi Abba heard about this and he went out to greet Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amalei, Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Hashet zurichin lemei pakadatach tichsiv leichas rabbis rav reecha." Now I need mechila from you because you suffered such an indignity, in my hands. Rabbi Zeira kavalei milsa ba'adei anish. Another story when Rabbi Zeira had some argument with another person. Havachal v'tami lekamei. He would always make himself available in front of that person. Umamtzilei kiyechid dinesi v'nebuklei midaitei, so that the person would come to be mevakish mechila. He was hoping that if he would see him enough times, he would build up the courage to ask for mechila. A third story, Rav Abba Le-Milsa Ba'adei U'Tavcha. Rav had an issue with a particular butcher. And the butcher didn't come to ask for mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. This is the source that you ask for mechila dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, because it was Erev Yom Kippur, so it was up against the gun. Time was running out. So Amr Ihu, so Rav said, "I'm going to go and be mefayis him." So he ran into Rav Huna on the way to the butcher. Amr Amalei. So Rav Huna said to Rav, Lehecha Kazalmar, where are you going? So Amalei. Rav said, the Piusei Leplanya, I want to be Mephayis the butcher. Amar Ezalabel Miktal Nafsha. Rav Huna said, oh, this isn't going to end well. This guy's going to die. So Azal the Kamilave. So Rav went by the butcher, the Yosef Kapali Reshe, and the butcher was chopping bones of a head of an animal. Dali Eni V'chazi, and he lifted his eyes and he saw Rav was there. Amalei, Abba Adzil, your Abba, get out of here. Lesli Milsa Badach, I have nothing to do with you. So Bad the Kapali Reshe, while he was chopping the bones of the head of the animal, Ishtamit Garma Machi Bakoy V'katle, a bone from the animal, went up and hit him and killed him on the spot, because he was so obstinate that he didn't want to get Mechila from Rav. Rav, fourth story, Rav of Pasuk Sidra Kameh the Rebbe, he would read the Parsha in front of Rebbe, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Sa'ayil Asa Rabbi Chia, and then Rabbi Chia came in, Sa'adil Reisha, so Rav started again, because Rabbi Chia came in, Ayil Bar Kapra, Hadil Reisha, then Bar Kapra came in a little later, he started the shir again, Asa Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, Hadil Reisha, he went back to the beginning of the shir again, Asa Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, and then Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chama came in, Amar Kuli Ha'inad Rabbi Nezal, how many times can I go back to the beginning of the shir? So lo Hadar, he didn't go back to reading from the beginning again, Sa'ikmid Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina got upset about this. What was he getting so upset about? He was so late to shir. All these other people came before him. So it sounds like some of the Achronim point out he had no right to get upset. But Afal Pikein, even that's not so good. So Azul Rav Gabay Tzayis from Aliyam to Kippur Yivilo Fayis. Rav went to 13 Erev Yom Kippurs and he wouldn't accept it. So Heich Yavad Achibo says Gemara, how could he ask him 13 times for Mechila? Vam Rav Yisrael Chanina called Vakish Matu Mechaveru Lali Vakish Men Yosem Yisholosh Pamim. Didn't we say that it's a maximum of 3 times? Rav Shaini, Rav is different. He's allowed to ask more times. Rabbi Chanina, Hechi Avadachi, how could Rabbi Chanina not accept the Mechila? Vamar Rav, called the Mavir al Midosav, Mavir lo kol Pshav, a person should be more forgiving. And that's the way it's a school for Mechila Savonos. Rabbi Chanina, Chalu Chazil Ved Rav. Now, Rabbi Chanina had a dream about Rav, the Zakfu Bedikla, that he was held up high on a dekel tree. Ugmiri, to call the Zakfu Bedikla Reisha Havi. And he understood that the interpretation of that dream means that Rav was going to become the Rosh Yeshiva. So Amar Shmamina, Bailu Mavir Roshusai. So he's going to be put into a position of authority. But right now, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. And like we said before, Ein Malchus Nagas B'Chavirta. So if he becomes Rosh Yeshiva, means I'm going to die. So Lo Yifayis Kechad Deleza L'Gemara Reis Abavel. I'd rather not forgive him so that he'll have to go to a different community and look for a job. So let him be a Rosh Yeshiva, but not in my town, because if he becomes Rosh Yeshiva in my town, that's going to be the end of me. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Tanur Rabbanan, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish the Masechta B'li Nedar. So everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.